This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's heating up in the chat room over there at discord.lrn.fm. Apparently somebody didn't like what you said on the air, Mark. You've been having it out with them during the news break there. If you want to join the discussion, head over to discord.lrn.fm. And you can jump into our on-air call-in line rooms, which is where we're going to go next. But if you are just tuning in, you are, of course, welcome to call in about anything that you want here. It is Free Talk Live, Live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've talked about young people and making decisions without parental input and getting bureaucrats involved. That was earlier in the show. We ended up getting briefly onto the border wall subject. So anything you want to talk about goes. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He is on the line, actually calling us from an air show in Wisconsin tonight, and you're on Discord. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, guys. Yeah, if you hear an airplane going by, it's because I'm at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh, and it's been a great time, but I want to discuss what that guy was saying about his belief in God. And I,
the previous
as a
caller.
Christian anarchist, yep. Yeah. As a Christian anarchist, I definitely believe that Christ exists, and I think it's hard, or existed and still exists today, but it would be hard from a historical perspective to say that he didn't, because there's just as much evidence to say that he did as to say that Caesar did or Napoleon did or anybody else like that for as far as a historical character. But as far as what the Bible says being absolute truth, I mean, I think that people just... they go down that path because they're told to go down that path, not because they're using critical thinking. Because if you think about it, the Bible, as it exists today, exists in something like 5 or 6 major versions. And then not only that, here goes the planes.
He's really there.
That's legit. Listen to that thing. Oof.
Bam!
So, yeah, so not only that, there's 5 or 6 major versions in English. And then you've got a version for all the other languages out there. And every one of these versions will vary from one verse to another. I mean, if you compare the same verse in all these different versions, they're slightly different. Now, people will say, well, slightly different is only slightly different. But the key word there is it's different. You know, mm-hmm. It's not the same. And so, therefore, you have to then start arguing about which one is closer to the reality. And, you know, you've just got to realize that it's not 100% accurate. It can't be.
Right. It's old, and it was edited by a bunch of different people, right? Like, there's some crew of men that decided how this book was going to be written, and then it was translated by other people on top of that. I mean, how could anybody think that there wasn't going to be something lost in translation, even if it was originally the Word of God?
I was raised on the New International Version, the Revised Standard Version. I picked up the New International later, and both of those versions were very clear that the King James had added some words to clarify the existence of the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that kind of thing. And if you just use the King James, I'm not talking the New King James, the regular King James, then you would believe that that was the case. But even the King James that are printed now, in many cases, have that particular passage in parentheses with an asterisk next to it to say, hey, we know for sure that this is added in 1614, not the original text or whatever those might be. So, the evidence is that, yeah, this is translation, and it makes it very, very difficult.
So, I mean, people need to use some logic, and somehow...
before we go on here, like the Jewish
the
religion...
go roaring by, yep. we've lost our ability for critical thought.
I think the Jewish...
They are beautiful.
Right. You can't hear a thing I'm saying. Turn it down. So, the Jewish religion tells people... I'm no Jew. I don't study this stuff. I don't know everything. But I know that the young people are told to question everything they read. And what you what the result is people that are much firmer in their faith in their adulthood than people that are told, look,
you must believe this.
What, wise men in all their wiseness don't get to go to heaven, so don't be a wise man. Just believe in faith, have the faith of a mustard seed. I disagree with the way Christianity has been presented for a very long time. I'm a Quaker. I go to Quaker meeting nearly every single week. I was the clerk of my meeting for some time. I have read the Bible through on more than one occasion. I am not uneducated in this particular sphere. And, well, it's best I can tell, you need to ask some questions and you should have your own personal relationship with God. And whatever your relationship with God is just as important as Abraham's was with God, too.
Gene, any other quick comments while you have a lull?
Well, I'd like to say the military sure knows how to burn fuel.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the show. It sounds like it is really enjoyable. Nighttime air show. Imagine there's lots of lights involved.
I hope nobody runs into anything.
Would be my guess. Presumably they know what they're doing. Although every now and then you see a fireball hit the ground or whatever as somebody crash lands.
It's so terrible.
It's absolutely horrifying.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us, you can. In fact, we're going back to the phones and your calls and thoughts where James is on the line listening in Bay City, Michigan. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah.
Hi, James.
I want to talk on gender, and all I got to say is I'm glad that some expert or my parents or somebody didn't think that I had to be somebody different than I was, because I had older sisters, and I played with dolls and played with them, and then shortly after played with trucks. And when I got to kindergarten, I played with the girls in a little house and everything, because that's what I was used to, and they sent me home. And I'm so glad that somebody didn't give me drugs or hormones or something, because they thought that I was something I wasn't, you know?
Well, I don't know if that's what the story was suggesting earlier.
No, but he's saying that this is what could have happened if you're looking at the timeline, you know, his timeline. There was a time, and I would agree with him entirely, that if a little boy played with the dollhouse, like the teacher doesn't know what to do.
Hmm. James, any other thoughts?
Yes, I think that mother was coercing her son to be a girl. She wanted a girl, and I think that was, you know,
I think you might be referring to a different story. The one we talked about earlier, the mother actually sued the school district. So she, I presume, was not wanting her son to make a sex change.
Okay, the story I have is a woman that wanted her son and kind of coerced him into wanting to be a girl.
I believe that story probably exists. It's just not the one we were discussing earlier. If that's the case, then I think that's wrong. I don't think that any parent should be foisting their preferred sexual preference onto their children. Oh, I think, son, you were born a boy, but you shouldn't be a boy. I think you should be a girl. That's pretty, like, mind-warping kind of behavior.
My opinion is somewhat nuanced from that. In order to be able to raise my son as my son, as opposed to my daughter or my being from Mars or whatever the hell somebody thinks is a good idea.
Your daughter, Jacqueline.
I have to leave alone other families and their nonsense. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, you know, as a parent, become a parent and you will quickly realize you're the best parent on the planet. And all the other parents are idiots. And the last thing I would want is a cadre of idiots telling me how I would have to raise my son. So therefore, I can only presume that the person who's raising their kid to be a girl or whatever with whom I disagree thinks that I'm an idiot, and they shouldn't have to deal with idiots telling them how to raise their kids either.
I agree. You should leave other parents alone. How they're doing their parenting is none of your business. However,
you can have an
opinion. Doesn't mean you can't have an opinion about it, and I don't think it's okay to force down a young person's throat your belief about, whoops, I think you were born the wrong gender, and I think you ought to, I'm going to dress you up. You must wear this dress. Now, I imagine that would, result in the young person pushing back against that sort of thing, because that's just the way that a lot of young people are when it comes to their parents trying to shove their beliefs down their throats. But who knows? It still just seems like a sick thing to do. Hey, thanks, James, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate your thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. well, it's not hard to have kids. It's hard to, you know, to raise the kids, right, and to do a good job, and everybody's going to screw something up. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves here on our live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Do you wish you made more money? Or the same money on less hours? Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life? Do you wish you could go wherever you wanted, whenever you wanted? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you have since we've been talking about trans-related stuff here tonight, you've got a very disturbing-sounding story coming out of Canada, and we're going to get into that coming up here in a moment. But back to your phone calls and thoughts, of course, here in moments. Also, tell me about Alpha Male.
Now, here's some awesome guy stuff. Do you feel stuck in a job or relationship or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Alpha Male 2.0 gives you the alpha male and have taught you how to learn how to break free and have your how to truly live your life. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission or to answer to anyone, so long as you don't hurt other people? You should be able to date whoever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Caleb's point, living in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack for free. Included are 7 free books and podcasts so that you can start living a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use to get better with women, increase their income and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack at freelifeinfo.com. freelifeinfo.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Lewis. He's listening in Florida. Lewis, where are you calling from in Florida tonight?
I'm calling from South Florida.
Christ, that's loud. I'm sorry. It's not your fault. South Florida.
Sorry,
what part of South Florida?
I didn't want to, you know, be too quiet or, you know, whatever.
You're good now.
It's our fault, Lewis.
What are you calling about tonight, Lewis? Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the whole Bible thing.
All right.
Look, there's hundreds of mistranslations and mistakes in the Bible. And when it comes down to it, if you don't understand Aramaic Hebrew, you don't even understand what you're reading.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's the way it is. Okay? Thank you. Bye.
Right on. Succinct. Appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Basically saying if you can't read the original writing, then you got to take somebody else's word for it.
Right. You're definitely taking the word of the translator or translators.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking the word of the, and, you know, I mean, most of the Bibles you can corroborate with other Bibles and they say similar things, but there are some sticking points between versions and those kind of things.
And some of these sticking points can result in schisms of entire religions, right?
And it's not like somebody, a beam of light came down on each one of these authors and said, you will now write the next chapter of the Bible. The chapters of the Bible were brought into, bound together in a book mm-hmm. by some church guys that decided, well, you know, this part, nope, that's
keep
not going to be acceptable.
Leave that one out.
Toss this one, St. George and the Dragon, that doesn't sound right. We absolutely have to have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Barnabas, Judas, Mary, nope, out. They just did these things. They determined that, some Christians were heretical. They determined that others had the right way of being, and they did all this with a vote. And maybe you believe that God, guided the vote. And you should be allowed to, believe that if that's what you want. But pardon me while I sit here and wonder about a fair and just being that will torture me for all eternity. This is my sticking point, by the way. I have no problem with Christianity. I have a problem with two things. The Bible being the unerring word of God and hell, the existence thereof. If you want to believe in hell because you need a place to put Hitler, fine. Hitler goes to hell. Everybody else, not so much. They are the loving children. God loves you. That's what we're told. Right. That's what it's all about. God loves you. And a father that loves you would not send you to be tortured for all of eternity.
Got to agree with you there. The toll-free, although I don't believe in hell, so I don't even think Hitler's there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We continue, although if you want to say that hell exists, it could be in your own mind. It could be in your
circumstances. Well, I think hell is the result of really bad actions, and it mm-hmm. happens right here on planet Earth.
Yep.
The people live in hell all the time.
Let's talk to Michelle. She's on the line in New Mexico, listening to KNN. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, I'm not calling about the religion thing.
You can call about anything you want. Go right ahead.
I've been listening to it, and it's fascinating. I've been doing research for years on this, and you guys are spot on.
Wow.
You are
Nobody ever agrees with me on this.
No, my
wife just rolls her eyes.
Oh no, I totally agree, and following you, and I'm like, yes, there's another person out there thinking the same thing.
Okay, but that wasn't what you were calling about. So what were you calling about?
What I'm calling about is private property rights, and I need to pick your brain.
Sure.
What you know about private property rights in New Mexico?
Probably not that much, but all right.
Well, yeah, what's the issue?
We had an incident, my husband and I, here last week. Several sheriff vehicles arrived, fire people arrived. I very much felt violated by the way I was treated and spoken to. And what I was demanded to do, I had no choice in the matter, and it didn't even happen. I was at work when all this went down.
So what went down?
And I, one of our cars, burst into flames on the property. Yeah. And they.
Was this the story? I saw a story about a car that, that blew up that was an electric car. That's not your story, was it?
No.
Okay.
No.
So your car just incinerated itself. What started it? Do you know?
If you Google the type of vehicle, they do have a history of spontaneously bursting into fire.
Can you tell us what that is?
So it's not a Pinto, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
It's a Subaru BRZ.
A BRZ? And, B as in boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
BRZ.
Wow.
And we bought it brand new off the showroom lot. It doesn't even have 1,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Brand new car, just blowing up.
Yeah. And they arrive thinking that there's a body in the trunk of the car, talking to us like we're criminals. And they're on private property.
Did you call the police? Did you call emergency, the 911, when the car set fire?
No. Neither one of us did.
But somebody did, right? Because it's a fire, so likely a neighbor called the fire department, and then, of course, they sent the police along with. I want to hear more about this story, Michelle. If you can hang on, we're going to bring it back and continue this because it's interesting. A lot of people have this experience with the police, thinking that they're officer friendly. They're going to come over and just take a report, and they're going to file it, and everything's going to be fine. When, in point of fact, they suspect you. They think you've done something. They want to find out if you've done something. They want to find out about all the things you've done. So if you've done something illegal, they can arrest you for it after you just lost your car and however many tens of thousands of dollars that cost. More on the way here. We'll continue with Michelle. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic White House contender Elizabeth Warren slammed President Trump for what she called racist tweets directed at House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings. Just hours earlier, President Trump posted a series of tweets calling Cummings a brutal bully and described the lawmaker's urban and suburban district in and around Baltimore as a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. The senator from Massachusetts fired back at the president in an interview with Fox News.
The president's tweets are ugly and racist, and they are part of his overall pattern. of trying to stir up as much hatred and dissension in America as possible.
Earlier this month, Cummings yelled at Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan for saying the department was doing its level best when it comes to the humanitarian crisis at the border. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and they're available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Michelle is with us, listening in New Mexico to KENN. Michelle, you're back on. You were telling us that you had an incident where your Subaru apparently just caught fire. Said the BRX model may have some faults. You bought this thing brand new, was it? And how long had you had it before it caught a blaze?
Well, it's the model BRZ,
mm-hmm.
And we had it a month and a half.
Wow. And where was it? Where was it? Was it just in your driveway, in your garage, when this happened?
Driveway.
Okay, so thankfully it probably didn't catch your house on fire, so that's good. The car's burning in your front yard, your driveway. You said you were at work at the time while this was happening. Uh-huh. And was anybody home?
Yes, my husband was here,
mm-hmm.
And the sheriff's office arrived. The fire department arrived, and a little after 5 o'clock, I arrived, and my issue, what I would like to pick your brain about, is private property rights,
mm-hmm.
because they hauled him off to jail because immediately they determined that it was some type of criminal activity.
What was he charged with?
I have not seen the police report, so I do not know.
Hold on. Is he still in jail?
No, no. I sprung him right away.
Okay. It's just surprising to me having, I've had a lot of friends arrested for civil disobedience, and usually, you know, I want to know when I go and, you know, get somebody out of jail is what were they charged with? So
I don't think they have to provide that for the first 20 within 24 hours.
Right.
I've never heard that rule, Mark. Generally, if you're getting bailed out on something, you have some idea of what that something is that you've been bailed out on. So you, even though you're his wife, you don't know what he was charged with. Okay, let's go on.
So, but what, I was left there alone. And I, you know, showed up on the scene after coming home from work, and I watched them drive him away and da-da-da. And I was left with all these sheriff officers and police department, I mean fire department, and treated like a criminal on my very own property. And there were two vehicles that they insisted, absolutely insisted, and I questioned them and questioned them, why do I have to have these vehicles towed? Why? Why? They're my vehicles on my property. And they just insisted that they absolutely had to be towed.
And towed where?
So, well, the one that burned up and is just the, you know, scrap metal basically.
Yeah.
I had to move from point A on my personal property to point B on my personal property.
Do you have a large piece of property?
33 plus acres, yes.
Okay.
I can see why you would want to keep the vehicle that caught fire so that you could talk to the dealer and the manufacturer and the insurance company and everybody that you need to talk to, saying, hey, we got this.
What was their alleged reason why you needed to move the vehicle from point A to point B on your property?
They said that it was... the oil field, it would be inconvenient for the oil field to service whatever it is that they have on our property. Although it's not fenced, there's plenty of area.
I'm missing something. So there's you've got a contract with an oil company that's working on your property?
No, I have no contract with them. All they have is mineral rights.
Okay.
Well, why would the car being in your driveway be a problem for the oil people?
Well, you can't surround the oil field with derelict cars so they can't get in, right?
yeah.
Ian, so
it's in her driveway.
I understand that. Well, she was proposing to move it to another location. I think that she's got a good argument here. I just think that whenever you get in a lawsuit with the government, expect it to take a long
time. Hold on. Okay, maybe I'm misunderstanding something. Since it is a 33-acre property, when you say driveway, is this like a lengthy, winding, you know, road that goes from... Okay.
Sure.
So the idea was that this car, this husk, this burnt-out husk, may actually be blocking the oil drilling people from getting on and off the property?
That's what they said, yes.
Okay.
Well, they would have to prove that, and there would have to be a complaint, as opposed to just, we're going to take all the cars, all the things that aren't your house are going to have to be moved, because they could possibly get in the way of some truck that wants to get through here.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
yes.
So they demanded that you tow that thing right then?
Yes, and I had to pay them immediately before the tow truck driver would leave.
Right. So basically, she got her car towed. Like, when you park in the wrong spot, you park in one of those, you're going to be towed spots. She got towed from her own property. That sounds
crazy.
To me, that's crazy, and I can't see how that's legal.
Me neither. I'm just so incredibly frustrated. And the way I was spoken to and questioned repeatedly, the same questions over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And
One of the things that the police tactic is to ask the same question multiple times to see if the answer changes. The idea being that somebody who's telling a lie might get caught in a lie in that case. But you're right. There's a lot of people who encounter this situation with police coming to their home. Many of them called. In your case, you didn't call them. Probably a neighbor had called. But many
a burning car is probably going to get the emergency folks there.
Many people, Michelle, will call the police thinking they're going to come help a situation. And we've seen stories where people have had their children or dogs killed by the police when they show up at a house. They treat everybody like they're criminals. They're not there to serve and protect you. They're there to find
exactly.
something to arrest you for. And for a lot of people, it's a shock to the system because they were raised to believe that the police are helpful, that the police are upstanding members of the community.
I expected to protect and serve.
Yeah.
And I was treated and spoken to like I was, I was going to get hauled off.
It's frustrating. Michelle, I want to say here's what I'd recommend.
Your husband did get hauled off.
Here's what I'd recommend. See if you can connect with an attorney. I don't know what type of law that you would need to look at.
Maybe they can recommend somebody, though.
Are there property rights attorneys? Would you start with a real estate attorney there? I don't know all the different, expertises that attorneys.
What about civil rights? What about a civil rights attorney?
That might be a good question. Maybe start with the ACLU and see if they can recommend. That's a lot of organizations. And thanks for the call. I wish you the best of luck. Let us know what happens if you would.
She should be talking to an attorney for her husband who has been arrested by these people.
Yeah, that too. Well, that's criminal. So you would want to talk to a criminal attorney. And maybe the criminal attorney could recommend somebody. Because a lot of attorneys know other attorneys. And they can say, my buddy so-and-so would be able to
take this
I only
do this
case.
Sort of law. But that sort of law, it just keeps going.
Right. And I got to say, I'm curious to know what they arrested him for. That is an unanswered question here. So I would hope that Michelle might call us back and update us on this situation. Why did this man get hauled away from his own property after his own car burned up on it? The police apparently aren't talking yet, or Michelle hasn't heard if they are. Thanks
Generally,
for the call.
Generally, they can't talk.
Well, they can definitely tell you what you've been charged with. They have an obligation to some extent, to tell you that much.
That's true.
And thanks. Appreciate it. We got more on the way. Your calls and thoughts. Remaining moments are coming up. We still have enough time for you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Another thing that you can always do in these circumstances is record the interactions.
Oh, yeah.
Get them on the record. If they're going to behave poorly, get them behaving poorly on video. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Link posted in our on-air now chat over at discord.lrn.fm regarding that last call about the Subaru that allegedly caught flames in the lady's driveway. They found a link to a recall from Subaru back in 2016. They recalled over 100,000 2007 to 2009 Legacy models, 2008 to 2014 Impreza models, and 2009 to 2013 Forester vehicles. None of those were the BRX.
Yeah, that's not even close.
She has. But they were, as recalled, due to a fire risk, apparently.
Okay.
Anyway, we continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy those features for free as we go to Devin on the line, listening in Kansas, to KINA in Salina. Hello, Devin.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
My only thought or question with the whole religious Christianity thoughts, I agree 100% with you. That's where I've been at in the past. But on the other hand, hell is the total absence of God. That's why, you know, heaven is total God, nothing else.
Does it say that heaven, in the Bible?
That hell is the total absence of God.
Yes. I mean, that's what I've had preachers tell me that. But I think that's the new shtick now that demons poking
that
people
before.
In the butt with pitchforks.
I thought
isn't
God was supposed
anything.
To be omniscient and omnipresent, and that would mean that he would be present in hell.
The way I've understood it.
Yep. I've understood it exactly the way you have. Yes. Preachers
okay.
have told me
and
that.
Then, and here's where I'm at on this whole thing. Have you? I mean, I'm sure you're aware of Pascal's wager.
Yep.
Can you recall it for our listeners who are not aware of it?
What Pascal's wager is it's weighing the options of believing in Christianity, believing Jesus came, died, which, I mean, obviously the names translated in Hebrew have been lost over the generations, kind of like, you know, I don't know how many different...
If that's comforting to you, that's excellent. And I'm not here to talk about your religion. So, you know, if that's cool. Pascal's wager says that it is safer to believe in God than not to believe in God because of hell. So there you go.
Well, what I mean, what are you going to lose if you believe in hell? If you believe that there's no God and you die and there is, and you go to hell and the hell is this real place, you've lost everything. If you believe in Christianity and you die and we're nothing but dust, nothing ever comes of it, what have you lost?
Answer to you is this. You said you, and I presume you're talking to me in the second person. My answer to you is this. I do not want to spend eternity with a psychopathic being, worshiping a psychopathic being, that would send my brothers and sisters to be tortured for all of eternity. That's what I'd lose.
Yep. No, and that's the nice thing about Christianity. We can agree to disagree. When you talk about a lot of Muslims, Islam, you know, if you don't believe, you're an infidel. I have a problem with that. Christianity.
I thought that Christians and Jews were not considered infidels by the Muslim because they're all people of the book. Yeah, that they have a problem with animists and atheists and a whole variety of folks, but not necessarily Christians.
Beyond that, you're describing what would best be described as radical Islam. That would be to say that those people would not be okay with you and would possibly use violence against you if you did not, assent to whatever belief systems that they have. And that is a very, very small minority of Islam.
The only people that have ever tried to, tried really hard to get me to believe their religion are Christians, because I went to a Christian school, I was raised in Christian church, I was raised all that stuff, and the government people that believe that their magic organization fixes all the problems. So those are the only two religions that have ever been sort of, really pushing me to believe what they want me to believe.
Devin, thanks for the call and sharing your thoughts tonight. Let's go on to Gino, listening in Nevada. Tune in radio. Go ahead, Gino. Hello, Gino? I heard somebody there. Maybe his name's not Gino. Hello, you're on the air.
Sorry.
Hi. Hello?
When's the last time you saw your parents?
Oh, you can't call in. We're going to continue here as we talk to Charles in Kansas, listening to KINA. Hello, Charles.
Hi. I was just calling. Well, two things. I was just calling to respond to the individual who was trashing the Bible. Well, then you are either willfully ignorant or just uninformed. And then number two.
What did I say?
Islam.
What part was uninformed? Before you go on to your Islam critique, which I'm sure will be really enlightening.
You just said you're trashing the Bible. That's enough.
No. I'm trashing the Bible.
You agreed with the caller who called in, didn't you?
I'm not sure. What is the statement that I agreed with?
Do you remember the caller who called in from Florida?
Can you just clarify what you're disagreeing with, please?
He said there are hundreds of mistakes in the Bible. He's actually wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
How many mistakes are there in the Bible?
How many mistakes are there?
I only need one.
There are none. He says it's perfect.
Okay.
No
really, you know what your problem is?
I'd love to hear it.
You're just going all around the bush. Your problem is that your God lives in your pants, and you can't handle the God of the Bible.
My God lives in my pants?
What does that even mean?
You're either willfully ignorant or you're uninformed. You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know whether we're talking about the first or the second. The only thing I said was that a fair and just God would not send me to be tortured for all of eternity because I am confused by the 2,000-year-old book. That's what I said.
And you're in a position to judge what's fair and just with God Almighty. You're in a position.
How could somebody who
created in His image, so I must be?
How could somebody who purportedly loves His creation torture His creation? How could that even be a thing?
The thing I'm responding to is the question.
I'm asking you to respond to the question I just asked.
Of the Bible. Well, it would take longer than you're going to let me be on the phone to answer your question.
So you have no answer.
There's no point.
Why? You have no answer as to why.
I do have an answer.
Spit it out.
Words in my mouth.
I'll decide whether it's too long.
I just told you it would take longer than this time you have left.
I will decide whether it's too long. Why don't you go ahead and get started? Why is it
that
some... How much
longer is the rest of your show?
All right, goodbye. Sorry, I really wanted an answer out of him, but I, whatever. Let's continue. We've got True Smoker on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, there's quite a few things on my mind. I would like to go over the...
Pick one. We don't have time for more than one.
Hold on. I'm going. Well, I would like to talk about the... have you guys ever heard of Flat Earth?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay,
I remember flatearth.org, which was this sort of joke organization back like 15 years ago. And now it's kind of turned into this, like, some people don't think it's a joke thing.
Sir, I've been researching it for 2 years.
Okay.
I've been researching it for over 2 years, probably 3 years. And
what have you determined?
Would you like me to awaken?
What have you determined after 2 years of researching the Flat Earth?
Okay. I'd like to ask you, where have you seen a curve ever? And if you've ever
seen you're a believer. You are a flat
earther. I've seen it in pictures from the space station.
I'm a researcher.
Well, I just told you the answer to your question. I've seen the curve in pictures from the space station.
Okay, you've seen pictures from the space station, you said?
Yep.
Have you seen the space station on YouTube and it shows them hanging from harnesses? Have you seen and the green screen?
I haven't seen green screen, but I have watched.
It's all fake, Mark. Space travel has been falsified.
I have actually seen the International Space Station travel through the sky. You can track it online, and they'll tell you where it is. And if you get out there at the right time on the right night, you'll be like, "There it is! I can't believe it!"
Oh, it's a fake, Mark. It's all just a big plot by the government to make you think the world's round.
Yeah.
For the normal debate here, can I please respond? I've been waiting for years for this, guys. Please.
Well, if you've been waiting for years, you need to call in at another time because we don't have a whole lot of time left. True Smoker, we are on all 7 nights a week. Everybody decided to wait until the last segment to call in, but we still have other people on the line here, so I'm going to get Austin on the line in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Austin.
Yeah, in response to the last call, I don't thank your research. I think you're a big fan of Howard Stern Phoenix.
Okay, thanks for that. Richard, you get the last word here in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Richard in New Mexico. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, but unfortunately you didn't get the last word in because you were too long-winded. Call tomorrow night. We can get you on then. We're on live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. If you didn't get on or you feel like you didn't get enough time, we're on tomorrow.
Yeah, sorry you didn't get the time, but we'd love to have you.
We'll talk to you then. Don't wait till the last segment. Try that.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.